What if we could create a better everyday life for the many people? For the couples that turn into families, the children, the lovers, for the old ladies, the single mothers, and for those who need to start all over. What if we always side with the many by designing the price tag before anything else? What if furniture could be better for nature, better for people? What if we could make furniture out of waste? What if old glass could get new life? What if we could collect all these bottles and turn them into something else? Like this chair. What if we could plant more trees than we use? And what if we could use wood in new ways? So that this tree, and all of these trees could grow to just be trees. At the Financial Times, we've always done things differently. We committed from the start to report the news without fear and without favour. But the most curious thing we do differently is not about saying who's in the black or who's in the red. It's about the pink. We weren't always a different colour. When we first started out, newspapers were black and white. And that was that. 5 years on, we delivered a masterstroke, turning convention on its head. The idea was to distinguish the FT from others. And what more defining feature for printed news than the paper itself? This is the matriarch, head of a tight-knit family. Late in the dry season, their home range could no longer support their huge appetite for food and water. Their destination, the Kabini River, still almost 30 miles away, one of the region's last refuges of fresh flowing water. Her enormous 12-pound brain is key to their survival. She carries a lifetime of inherited wisdom, where to find water, food, and how to avoid danger. She leads the herd along forest migration routes passed down by her ancestors, which she now shares with the new generation. For her youngest daughter, it's her first journey. She is still weaning, so learning from her mother what's edible